The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 27th of August, 7:05 in the morning, and the 27th of August is the birthday of my daughter.
Oh, happy birthday, Jennifer! She is definitely an amazing, she's an amazing lady.
She is.
Amazing
I'm very,
mom.
I'm very proud of her.
Yes. Talk about tenacious.
Wow.
I would want her by my side.
You want her?
In the alley fight.
In the alley fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She'd be right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she carries.
And she would be not sticks and stones and names. She'd be bringing bringing the gamut.
Yeah. We saw that happen at a soccer match one time.
I don't care, man.
One soccer mom starts running her mouth and Jennifer faces and says, "Really?" And, I mean, there wasn't any fist thrown or anything like that.
But she loves hard. She's fierce.
She is. She's fierce.
We need to call her after the show.
We will. 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I know. I almost blew it. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got Ben all antsy this morning.
You did.
Well, you know what? We recorded a commercial. Ben's working his butt off on there's no way you can fix 7 seconds.
Well, you know what?
And Ben, and we talked about it. I said, Ben, you did a great job.
That's how long you ride a bronc, by the way. 8 seconds.
Eight seconds. So we talked about that. But you did, Ben did a great job.
Yeah, he
on
did.
It.
We were talking about it this morning. But you know what? It's even all these years that we've been doing this, you always learn.
Yeah.
Like key things that would be time efficient. We're going to be talking about that in a minute. You know, like what's efficient, what's time efficient. We learn along the way. So speaking of efficient,
we're glad you're here, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, what day of the week of the, day of the year on the calendar, the national, whatever that is?
It's National Peach Day.
Okay. We got some peach jam going on. We made, Carl and I put up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? And people ask me, how's it going, Carl?
I'm already giving away so much.
I go, it's peachy.
Yeah, it's peachy. Go ahead. What else?
It means anything.
Just Because Day.
All right.
Oh.
There's nothing really else good.
Yeah. Well, just because that's your meh yesterday. I kept you listening to the
meh yesterday. But today, you know what you're going to be playing,
I know,
right?
I know, yeah.
You got it. Right?
Okay, sunny with a high near 95 today. Overnight clears of 60.
It rained yesterday.
It was
in the forecast, and it actually rained. Yeah. I heard thunder.
I did too. I heard a clap, and then I went out. I was still watering, and had it's okay. 67 overnight lows tonight. The forecast calls for really no thunderstorms right now. Thursday will be around 97. Clear skies on Thursday night with 67. Friday 97, Saturday 98, and Sunday 99. That's according to our National Weather Service forecast for Reading. Now, I will say it's going to be a really nice welcome to have under triple digit weather up until through the weekend. Labor Day calls for sunny and hot with a high near 97. So if you're going out on the lake, perfect. Perfect time for that. Monday night, mostly clear with low skies around 67. The weather is always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. That's Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, a veteran-owned business. Three generations, going on four generations of the Kinney family, doing a lot of angel work as well. That is Shasta Gas Propane, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 530-365-3793.
Chairman of the Shasta County Supervisors, Kevin Cry, is with us this morning.
Good morning, sir.
On his weekly update.
How you doing?
Good morning.
And I said, you know, you can call in, because I know you probably are just laying in bed till 10.
And I'm about to have lunch when I leave here.
Sometimes you make me laugh. Okay.
As long as I don't make you cry.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
Yesterday's meeting.
How long did it go yesterday?
We went till right about, I think 11:30, then we went to closed session, then we came back, and I think we adjourned around 12:30 or so.
Wow.
Yeah, we did have a
few. Are people starting to calm down?
Oh, no, but no. But the reality is we have a lot of 5-0 votes. So it's, you know, we don't have the 3-2s and we don't have the people that vote just based on.
Well, you had a 3-2 the other day.
Oh, sure. I mean, when you have.
No, but it was the mixture of it that was interesting.
Yeah, Kellstrom and Long. I think that was the first time Supervisors Kellstrom and Supervisor Long were
voted together.
Were voted together. Yeah. I mean, Supervisor Long and I voted together a few times on 3-2s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, but you know, but that's healthy. Like, I think that's extremely healthy. If you know,
I think it is too.
Yeah,
you get all 5-0s and.
Well, you know, I was just answering an email when you guys were talking about Shasta Gas and propane, and I work out in the morning, at the same time as one of the family members, and that's a quality organization.
Wow,
good people.
Wow, they really are.
And
every one of them.
Yeah, well, he's
even
there.
His grandkids.
Yeah,
I mean, his grandkids are really nice guys.
Yeah, no, yeah, and that's I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
But. I would say that, you know, one of the emails I was just answering was a person just, you know, upset that we sent a letter opposing, you know, 50. And, you know, that passed 5-0 about the redistricting sending. And I sent a letter as a individual supervisor, but we sent one on behalf of the board. And, you know, it's just you're not going to make everybody happy, but, you know, something like
that. When it's a 5-0 vote. Especially about this redistricting, which is nothing more than a blatant power grab. But
yeah,
this time you get started on that.
Well, we sent a letter, so it's like, yeah. and I think that's part of the conversation is when we talk about our board makeup. And Supervisor Plummer actually articulated it yesterday in his board report about just how everybody really gets along. I mean, you know, I have disagreements with, you know, a supervisor here and there, and we air it out in public. And because, you know, there's nothing to sensationalize. People just have stopped kind of complaining about some of that stuff.
Okay, so a couple of things. One was the by Plummer to hey, no election unless you sign the lease.
Well, yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but the lease came back yesterday, and then what we were able to do is get everybody in the room, which was the city attorney, city manager, county council, and our CEO, and they hammered out a contract last week, and.
Sounds like Reading's going for it.
Well, yeah, they're supposed to sign it on, you know, the city council is supposed to vote on that September 2nd. That should finally be done. So that's a positive thing. And again, but that, of course, that was a vote that was a little contentious. Supervisor Kellstrom had his opinions, but you know, I've worked. I mean, no one's worked closer with the sheriff than me, and he'll tell you that. And so I think the move by Plummer on that, I was impressed by it. I wouldn't have done it just because I wouldn't want to flame the conversations, but it needed to be done. Like, and we're going to get it done and we're going to get this alternative custody program built. I mean, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs.
And we're going to have the sheriff on and talk, you know, specifics on it, but with this lease going on, and we do have the money, right?
Where we are right now, and this was started, at the time, Chair Jones, when Supervisor Kellstrom and I came on, it was really about, because, you know, Supervisor Kellstrom and I both ran on, like, wanting to build a jail, but didn't think the wagon wheel of justice was a thing because of the cost. Well, we started talking about, you know, setting aside money every year for the jail. But by the time I got there and was able to actually really work with Noel DeShore, it was very apparent. We're never building a new jail unless we have a 1-plus cent tax.
Well, you know what? It was pretty apparent to anybody that looked at the economy and looked at how much money Shasta County made. We'll never build a jail unless us $150
million. Well, yeah, the numbers that were coming in at that time publicly were, you know, a couple hundred million dollars, which that's doable. But then when you get there and it becomes far, far more than that, that would became very, very evident. And so for us, we have, I think it's $30 or $35 million right now set aside for the jail. Plus, depending on what kind of programs are supported at the alternative custody campus, there is an opportunity for, as long as the opioid dollars, because it's very categorical, it's very specific on how it can be spent. So it can't be spent on officers or MET teams, but it can definitely go towards mental health and things of that nature. So we'll see how much of that money might be able to go there as well. And then there's a lot of push with the Amity Foundation in securing money, state and federal. And I think we're going to be able to do that. I mean, I'm really confident we'll be able to do that, especially with their track record.
Are we talking about for the new center, but not the jail?
Well, the alternative custody program.
Alternative custody program on that
98 right. years, yeah.
Okay.
Doug Bond is coming on September 9th. He's going to present. They've got three campuses right now, one in Arizona, one in San Diego, and one in the Long Beach area. And they're phenomenal. I mean, they do great work.
Let's hope so. Yeah. I'm all for this. Mike's been talking about this since he came on, in fact. Okay, we're here with Shasta County Board of Supervisors Chairman Kevin Cry. We've got to take our first break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hang on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slapper Standard. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Welcome back to this beautiful Wednesday edition, 7:19 in the morning.
If we said a night to Roxbury, would Kevin Cry know what we're talking about?
of course.
It is a
27.
Oh, you would?
Oh, that's right. You were young once.
That's right.
Welcome
that's
back to Free Fire Radio.
High well, yeah.
I don't even. Maybe somewhere in there. I don't know.
Somewhere in there. Not for me.
Yeah.
I think I'd retired from the military by then. Hey, 7:19 in the morning. And we're here with County Supervisor Chair Kevin Cry.
Well, a thousand lightning strikes swept across Northern California, triggering dozens of fires throughout the North Valley. While many of these fires were swiftly contained thanks to rapid and aggressive firefighting efforts, officials cautioned that others could smolder unnoticed for days before surfacing. A little bit more here in Siskiyou County, a fire near Highway 96 and T-Bar Road just south of Cottage Grove prompted evacuations and burned 100 acres. And a 65-acre grass fire also broke out Monday in the Pasquenta area near Rancho Tehama Road, while a 3-acre fire in Oak, Hardwood, and Litter ignited a few miles southwest of Iron Canyon Reservoir.
Okay. One of the things that you all passed yesterday was this addressing defensible space. Can you address that?
It was a defensible space ordinance. We had Chief Sean O'Hara from Cal Fire, who's our Shasta Trinity chief. And then also we had Matt Alexander from Cal Fire, who's like the police.
He's a battalion chief.
Yeah, he's the law enforcement side of that. And they came in and gave a presentation. We passed the resolution 5-0. But really, I'm going to give everybody a number, and it's 530-225-2418. Again, that number is 530-225-2418. And if you have questions about if you'd like a defensible space inspector to come out to your house, take a look at it, what are some things you can do? Because this is not meant to be like some type of government overreach of imposing fines on you, but it's really about having to collectively work together. And there is opportunities for if you're a senior or low income and you definitely have some issues but need some help, call that number, and Chief Sean O'Hara's office will help you out, direct you where you need to go. And I would just encourage, if it's even a question, if you are in a fire situation, if you're in a situation that's not good or dangerous, or you think you've got overgrown brush, call the number, have them come out and pay you a visit and help you out a little bit. And then also that same number, if you want to get involved as a volunteer firefighter, or even paid for call, that's the same number.
Well, here's the thing: is doesn't do me any good to make my space defensible and take care of it if the person next to me doesn't do that. And we're talking about private land here.
Mm-hmm.
And so this ordinance is saying you've got to do something to thin out the brush to help stop these things from spreading. And Alexander gave an example of that, how they were getting under control and it hit this one piece of property and just blew up because of all the ladder fuel.
And I'll be the first to admit, too, like I have some brush even around the backside of my property that's going to be cut down here soon. So, I mean, it's not like it's 6 feet tall or anything, but you want to get it down to dirt and rocks, basically.
What are some of the things, Kevin, that we're going to be seeing in the next couple of weeks at the Shasta Board?
We don't have a meeting until September 9th.
Okay.
But what I would tell
you... So
you're
off a week.
We're off a week. But I think one of the most important things that we have coming up is going to be the alternative custody program and how we're moving in that direction.
Okay.
As well as Dr. DeNuca's medical analysis or committee or coalition, whatever we want to call it. Their team met yesterday and moving that forward. So what's exciting about that is the amount of support from people that who were really against it originally, who are now have really come around and are pretty excited, it seems, working with Dr. DeNuca on solving some of the medical issues we have locally.
I think it's a good idea that if we could get a branch, whatever, start for a medical school here. But I think we need to also address at the same time, we're going to have a show on this in a week or so, as soon as I get everybody back together. We've got 48 residents right here. 48 residents are staying here for 3 years in Redding, mm-hmm. working at Shasta Regional, Mercy, and then the county. What are we doing to try and keep 50% of them here?
Yeah. No, I mean, this.
That's low hanging fruit, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, what I've learned in office, and I'm continuing to learn, I think that's part of life is just growing, but, I'm really trying to hold public, judgment on what I see or real missed opportunities or process that could be improved. And so as this process unfolds with those 48, and you're talking about, recruiting people
but we already have those people here.
They're
How do we get them to stay?
How do we get them to stay?
Well, you know, and
well, you wait to our show, and we're going to show you a path forward.
Yeah, well, I have that medical town hall that I'm doing on September 16th, and there's talk about moving it possibly to the 23rd, but right now it's the 16th, and I'm bringing people from, you know, all over the region, not just Shasta County, but, you know, like Doug Bond. Doug Bond is coming this weekend. My family had a bunch of things planned for my birthday. My birthday's Tuesday. It's Labor Day. We always celebrate it. But Doug Bond's going to come, and he's the CEO for Amity Foundation. And this was the only weekend he could come. I'm taking him fishing. I'm taking him to the Sundial. I'm taking him to the taverns.
I don't know who he is.
Doug Bond's the CEO of Amity Foundation.
Oh, okay.
He's coming on September 9th. Okay. But he has to fly in for the presentation and bail out. So I said, hey, you need to know what Shasta County is about. So I'm going to take 2 days, and I'm going to show you why this is the place that you need to put your next location. Because there's places all over the country that want him to go. And I'm going to lock that down. And I have a very, personally for me, I have a process that I adhere to, and it wins. And so when it comes to the medical professionals, there's people doing that. I don't want to be critical of what they're doing and what they're not. You have people saying, oh, it's because, you know, politically it's so this, or the wives, there's nowhere to shop. You have all these reasons. But if you really appeal to people on a case-by-case basis, Shasta County is easy to sell.
Well, that's one of the things we're talking about. I'm not saying take an ounce of try or time away from medical school.
Yeah.
But we have enough people and we have enough organizations that we should be going after these residents.
Well, I think there's groups that are. Like I know Mercy has a wing of that. I know Shasta Community Health has a wing of that.
But I think this is something, you know, you expect it from Mercy and Shasta, and this is the last thing I'll say on it.
Sure.
We need a community buy in on this one.
Yeah.
And
we're getting it now.
And it is. And I think that if we do, you know, if we have a dual approach on it, imagine keeping 50% of that 48, and it's every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and again, this isn't like rocket science to me. I don't think, and that's why I think it's moving so quick. That's why I believe we've leapfrogged Chico when it comes to Davis looking at where they would possibly want to put a satellite clinic or something of this nature, is because we've progressed in 6 months, where some places it takes 5 or 10 years and they don't ever get there. Because what we have right now is we have a lot of people with a lot of knowledge who are pushing the issue, and we're not taking no for an answer.
Well, you know, we have, what is that? It's called the SHARC.
Yeah.
Group of people that have met, and they have just an amazing amount of information. And I know y'all hired
Chris Street
to do that. But these meetings that they have is a tremendous amount of information, and a lot of it is, you know, what Chris was talking about. You know, anything that's going on, you know, something like this SHARC committee.
Yeah, well, and
needs to
the SHARC,
roll in
the SHARC committee and Hank and those have existed for a long time.
Yeah.
But they haven't got us to where we are now.
That is true.
It's very
true. A different way of looking at it, but they've got that corporate knowledge.
Well, and the corporate knowledge is good, I suppose, if you're Apple. But if you're Enron, how good is the corporate knowledge?
Well, I look at it like this.
And I'm not saying they're Enron. That might be a bad example.
That was a bad example.
Well,
what I'm saying, though, is this, is that you've got these, like, you know, we've got these experts there that have been, you know, they've done studies and all this, and we can't just ignore.
Oh, absolutely not. They have a lot of knowledge.
We can't ignore the past.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
And that's what's like Dean Germano, who was pretty, I believe, against this, now has really come around, and he's rowing right beside Dr.
There's
Nuka,
nobody.
And it's powerful.
There's nobody that wouldn't love to have a medical school here.
Yeah, well, when people talk about, and this is what you'll see in public comment, and these are the things, and I know we got to wrap it up,
but
I will say this. People come up and say, hey, you know, we got to spend money now. We got to spend it for this. There's these organizations that need money now, but it's so nearsighted. I mean, we had somebody come up in public comment yesterday that said, you know, why on earth would you ever pay cash for something? Why you should just be leasing everything? And those types of statements, when you hear that, is crazy to me, because we're going to have the same medical issues, even worse, in 5, 10, 20 years if we don't look to the future now. And it's hard to do that. It's like losing weight. It's going to be brutal the first couple months. But once you hit that and you start rolling and the pounds start coming off, it's a long-term investment. It's a long-term way of thinking of things. And that's how – and I'm just one vote, but that's what I think has to happen when we look at the alternative custody program and the medical solutions we're bringing to this community, is we have to look long-term.
Kevin, thanks so much for coming in here and giving us an update. And we were able to talk to you about things that are going on at the Board of Supervisors. A lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah, I appreciate you and Linda both.
Well,
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And
are you on this weekend?
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Either this Sunday or next Sunday. Kevin will be on at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And we also have coming up at 7:30.
Patriot Guard Riders.
All right.
Yeah, finally. Nick's on this weekend.
I had Heather
this weekend.
Oh, that's right. He was in here recording.
Yeah. So. Have a great day, guys.
You bet. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Been in the same location for, 30 years? And they are our jewelry store of choice, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding.
And you can deal with the owners.
Yeah.
The buck stops here. So we know what it was like when Leonard was the owner, and he's still,
He's still engaged.
Well, he comes in, and he sold it to other two, husband and wife team that run it.
Rebecca and Henry.
Then the wife of the watchmaker is there. It's this family thing.
Yeah.
And, they'll make deals with you. You can take stuff in. They'll be honest with an appraisal. You're not going to have a stone switch. You're not going to have a high sell. They're going to do right by you. That's why they've been voted best in the North State for 3 years. They're amazing.
3 years in a row. And, they are great people, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Locally owned, locally operated, been there, like Linda says, for 30 years. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we come back with the Patriot Guard Riders.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
All gave some, some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here.
Thanks,
in the studios.
Ben.
Yeah, it was a good song. Good song, Ben. To the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today is August the 27th, my daughter's birthday, and we'll sing happy birthday to her later. 7:35 in the morning. We're here with Bob Prosser, who is, are you the president?
Yes.
President of the Patriot Guard Riders.
And Shasta Veterans Escort.
And Shasta Veterans Escort. Linda and I, when I first moved here in 07, in Moharly, the people that met me on my trip in were Patriot Guard Riders. And they met me down at the outlets there in Anderson. And I met six really nice guys.
And they handed you challenge coins.
No, I handed them challenge
coins. Oh, you handed them challenge coins.
Indian Dave and Sunshine and, well, later on Bruce, saw him that day. And that was kind of my welcome to, Reading. I hadn't even gotten into Reading. They met me there and to welcome me. And, when Linda said, Reading's a great place for veterans and Harleys. And I lived on my Harley back then. I just gotten back from Iraq. And the, so I started riding with the Patriot Guard Riders, and then we started riding with the Patriot Guard Riders. And we were there at that one, service for those 12 firefighters that been killed, and I think it's 12 firefighters been killed in that helicopter crash. And you may have been there that day too, I'm not sure, but that was when that Baptist church, that Westboro Baptist, they showed up. Yeah. And I had read about them, and that's, you know, and we're going to let you talk in a second. But standing there on that line separating the families from these evil, horrible things that were being said was, you know, it I still remember, I mean, I can tell you where I was standing, who was next to me on that whole thing. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for what you all do.
It's an honor.
Can you talk about the founding of the Patriot Guard Riders and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Patriot Guard was established in 2005 because of the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And we're a 501c3 organization. We do not charge for our services. And we stand to separate ourselves from the Westboro Baptist Church. They don't show up anymore. The founder, I can't remember his name, but he has passed away.
He's passed away.
In fact, not to rub salt on it, but PGR offered the family an escort for him because he was a veteran.
They did?
Wow.
Whether they wanted or not, we're escorting this guy.
But there's a lot. Aren't there many chapters in California?
Oh, yes.
Now?
Oh, yeah. I'm the assistant state captain for the Patriot Guard Riders here in Northern California, and we have seven areas of responsibility in California, and the state captain is in Southern California. He's in Los Angeles.
Well, Carl called. I just want to share this with our listeners. My best friend's father passed away. He was a Korean War veteran, and in whatever happened for him while he was in the service affected his health the rest of his life. And I can't remember what it was, but it was something that made him burn internally. And, anyway, when he passed away, Carl called somebody here, I think that then got a hold of Orange County. This happened in Orange County. And she will never forget that they came out, and the Patriot Guard riders came to her in Irvine, I think it was, where they came out, did the flag line, gave the flag, did the coin, whatever you guys do. And she'll always remember that because of a call and that brotherhood that happens within the Patriot Guard riders.
Yes, well, we another thing that we are really proud of doing is we're finding fallen veterans from Korea, World War II. And just a couple of months ago, we did Stanley Mitchell. He was in the Pacific, in the Philippines there when they surrendered, and he was in a Bataan death march, and he was killed in 1943, and they found him last year.
Wow.
In August of last year. And we went down to Sacramento to the airport where they had a Phil Army Honor Guard brought him in. We brought him up to Brucey's funeral in Chico, did the service, and then because he's from Hamilton City, took him down to Hamilton City after they took care of him and then did a celebration of life. And then we escorted him over to Las Molinas where the family plot is, and he was laid to rest right between his mother and father. And so he lay there for, 85 years? You know, undiscovered, and there were three veterans in one common grave there.
Well, this is just, so the mission of the Patriot Guard riders is to?
Well, it's to honor, show honor and respect and an escort for the family, and also to prevent any negative publicity, like say from the Westboro Baptist or anybody else that would make comments or stand on the side of the road and yell and scream and everything, to shield them from that.
Right.
So it's just to honor the veteran and to show respect to the family and their friends and everything.
And, you know, we had a tight, and you still do, a pre-tight brotherhood. You know, before I actually got a job, you know, we'd all end up over at Tobacco and Brew in the morning, having a coffee, you know, chit-chatting. Most of those guys are gone now, one way or the other. But, you know, Bud Linge, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Bud and I stay in contact all the time.
Oh, me too. Bud and I are good friends.
Yeah, and I don't know. Are you on his email chain? Well, so am I. And this is a guy that was involved in this for so long. He was tail gunner. He had that trike, and that rode at the rear of the procession with the flags and, you know, hey, procession ahead and those kind of things. How many processions do you all do? Would you say on average a month?
Well, we do about 100, 125 a year. And then, like, say, some months, like this month of August, I mean, we were really busy.
Yeah, it seems like every time I looked up, y'all were on the road.
And then, like, yesterday we did a service for a submariner, and now we have nothing. No one has requested us for the future. But not to say tomorrow, somebody will be calling my house going, we need an escort, stuff like that. But we're completed. We've done all that we've been requested so far.
How do people request this escort?
Well, a lot of times the mortuaries, they'll talk about veterans and they'll call, or the people will know this. They've seen us drive by.
Sure.
And they'll ask questions, who is that? You know, what do those guys do and stuff like that? And so that's how it is. It's kind of word of mouth, but also your radio station. And then, but the mortuary, so they're very instrumental, because when it first started, years ago, God, I can't remember his name, last name is Dahl, from Alma Dahl.
Alan Dahl. Yeah,
and he was real involved with Fred Salante with that.
Yeah.
Getting things going with the Missing in America project.
Yeah, we got involved in that right at the beginning, where we were the Patriot Guard riders, and then Fred stood up the Missing in America project. Yeah. Which caused consternation between the two organizations.
At that particular time.
At that particular
time. Everybody came around.
And then they finally merged.
I was involved.
We were in that parade.
Oh, in that parade.
Remember that parade, that veterans parade? And we were like, where is everybody? And Tom Basenko was on, he led us. And, you know, it was really fun. But I will tell you that in my, you know, my father's a Korean War veteran, and I've always been patriotic, but once, Carl moved here and we rode, I'll never forget being, you know, because I was always brought up to be afraid of, don't ever get on a motorcycle. So when Carl came into my life, and now I'm a Harley girl and I'm on the back of him and I got the chaps and the whole thing. we were in line with Indian Dave and with Bruce Compton. And I remember looking over and I felt this moment of pride because we were just coming back from a flag line service. And, we were at a stoplight and I just felt this pride of that these guys, if you saw them in an alley, you'd be like, oh my God. But they were the kindest. They would give you the shirt off their back and take you anywhere you needed to go. They were so protective and I felt this overwhelming sense of pride and love in that moment about, I was so proud to be in this group of the Patriot Guard Riders. It's just been nothing but a wonderful, tribute and honor to have ridden with them and to see what you guys do.
It is. It's great. And I know, my wife, she, is constantly ordering, packages of handkerchiefs. Because I always carry a handkerchief, because there's always somebody that doesn't have a Kleenex or whatever. Like yesterday, the wife of the son for the veteran we buried yesterday. I mean, she was just, tears were rolling down her face, and I looked over and he had a real little small piece of hanky in his mouth, in his hand, and he was dotting his eyes, and so I pulled my handkerchief out and gave it to her. And I mean, she was a mess. Bless her heart, how emotional she was about it.
We have to take a break right now. And however, I will tell you is that the Patriot Guard Riders put a flag line out for our wedding.
Yeah.
And we have, it was a proud moment.
Yeah.
Of course, they were all invited to
Tripod.
You see Jeff.
Yeah, I love all their nicknames.
Anyway, well, Jeff is his real name.
I didn't know.
We're not sure Jeff is his real name. And Jeff Nelson. We're not sure Jeff is his real name or whatever your name you're calling yourself now, Jeff. Anyway, okay, we got to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
help.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
We started singing
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We're talking about a local business, locally owned, operated, a veteran-owned business owned by Jeff Wurst.
Yeah.
And if you need your windshield repair, this is the man to go to. He's been in the business close to 30 years. Been repairing windshields. He's, you know, keeping family safe. And he can repair a windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. And he means that. If there's any problem with it, you bring it back in, and he'll fix it. He brings it into a climate-controlled area. It's not sitting on the side of the road or anything like that, like you see some, and brings it in, he fixes it, and like I said, he guarantees his work. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Set up an appointment. You won't be sorry. He's like the windshield whisperer. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're here with Bob Prosser, who is the president of the local chapter of the Patriot Guard Riders. We're talking about the history of the Patriot Guard Riders. And if a family wants, you know, they've got a veteran and they want to have the Patriot Guard Riders escort their loved one to his final resting place, what should they do?
They can call me, and I do all the paperwork, I submit it, and we verify with IGO that the date and the time is correct, and they've got all the proper paperwork, the DD-214, the discharge paperwork, and the burial permit and the flag, and so I'll have either contact with IGO, the cemetery, or with the mortuary that's taking care of them, and to verify everything is all, you know, taken care of, is proper, and then we schedule the date and the time, where the family wants to meet us. Mm-hmm. It's usually at the mortuaries when we pick up if it's a casket or an urn, and sometimes we'll transport the urn at the family's request on one of our motorcycles or our 34 Ford that we have from Fred Loveland.
Fred Loveland's vehicle he's also got a hearse.
Yeah, he's got a trailer.
A trailer that is just spectacular. This is, you know what, when I go, Linda, to IGO, when I go to IGO, I'd like to ride in the back of Fred's trailer.
Okay.
I mean, that looks pretty cool.
No time soon, I hope, though.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Nah, I've got another 20 years.
No.
At least.
You were telling, if you don't mind, you were, you know, at the break, sometimes we say hold it because we want to share that. Now, you have an uncle.
Yeah. My uncle, Robert Snyder, my mother's youngest brother, was killed at Tarawa, November 21st, 1943. And I, of course, I was named after him. But we were talking about the veterans that have been displaced and not found for a number of years. And there was 30 Marines were buried in a common grave at Tarawa, and they forgot where they put them. I don't know why, but they forgot where they put them. And then 65 years later, and in fact, a gentleman had built a house right on top of the Marines, the grave, And a big storm can blew the house over and uncovered these 30 Marines. Well, they were able to exhume them and repatriate all 30 of these Marines to their families and get them buried in either private cemeteries or veteran cemeteries in the United States.
How do they, I wonder, that's like a whole documentary right there, but I mean, the process of this guy builds a house, doesn't know that they're dead, that there's remains under there. You know, in fact, none of us know here in downtown Reading, are there remains under our house? There could be. But anyway, going back to that, so the house blows over. Is there like all of a sudden the foundation, there's like a bone sticking up or something? So then who finds out, I guess through DNA, it's like we need to find out, you know, how do they go about doing this?
They were all buried with their M1s laying on their side and their dog tags were exposed.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So they had, I'm not saying they had 30 sets of dog tags, but they were able to identify them because of dog tags, but I would assume that they did the DNA process also.
Right.
Just to verify that this actually is Joe Smith or whoever was buried there.
So you come across, your grandparents pass on and you have this strong box, and in the strong box, this is a personal story, by the way, for the listeners, and that he was in that mask? No.
No. He was killed
in Tarawa.
Right, and they buried him within a few days.
Right.
And I've got a letter that's signed by Franklin Roosevelt when he was president, another letter signed by James Forrestal, who was the Undersecretary of the Navy at the time. I actually have actual photographs of my uncle's grave at Tarawa with one of his Marine buddies kneeling down by his gravesite. You can see the cross with his name, Robert Allen Snyder, written on it. And if you can, Robert Sherrod?
Yeah.
He was the photographer from that. You know, I've got his book on, you know, Tarawa, Terrible Tarawa, something like that. And it even lists my uncle's name in the back of the, you know, the people that were actually killed there. But, I mean, when you have an island, what is it, 3 miles long and a half a mile wide, and there were, 3,000 or something like that Marines killed there in 2 weeks?
And your good friend, Bob McIntosh.
Bob was there and landed when he was 15 on Tarawa. It was a 3-day battle. Terrible casualties.
And he
terrible
survived
casualties.
By what?
They censored the film.
In the water.
From Tarawa for they didn't let it be shown because of the amount of carnage
that
was out there. And, And Bob landed there and made it to the third day before he was wounded. He said, I made it 2.5 days. And it was a terrible battle. But they found these 30 Marines. They identified them. They brought them back. And you all were part of getting them. Okay. Quickly, but we only got a couple minutes left, Bob. Since the beginning, since I started there in 2000, you know, starting to ride there in 2007 out to Igo, it has... The number of grave sites has just exploded.
The last I heard from one of the groundspeople, I said there are over 10,000 veterans buried out there at Idaho.
Wow. And veterans and their wives.
Because spouses
can be buried with the veteran
right.
in the same site. And their name is put on the back of the gravestone. So,
yes. Front, anyway. That you see them out there. There's a name on each side. That's the husband and wife.
Okay.
Veteran and spouse.
You all have a Facebook page?
No.
Okay. So how do people get a hold of you again? If, you know, the family passes veteran said, you know what, I really want to have Bob Prosser and PGR.
You can go on the internet and contact PGR, Patriot Guard Riders, and the National will show up and it'll show you what state, and you just click on California and then what part of California. And then my name and phone number and email address will show up on there.
Right there. So you go to pgr.org.
Right.
And then just follow the prompts
right.
down to here. Well, y'all do just such a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
And it was such an honor. And when I stopped riding several years ago, and seeing the families out there. And I tell you what, no matter how many of these things go on, you're touched by it too.
It gets me. It's so emotional because if the people are okay with it, I'm okay with it. But when they're sitting there and everybody in the front row of the immediate family is crying, I mean, it really affects me.
Oh, it does.
I've been doing this for quite a number of years now.
Yeah.
And the more I do it, the more it, yeah.
Okay, quickly, if somebody wanted to join Patriot Guard Riders, what should they do? Same thing?
Same thing, and because we just got the 4 new members from Oroville.
Great.
That just signed
up. That's super. Yeah. That's super.
And we're always looking for new members.
Always. Because, you know, as we get a little bit older.
Speak for yourself.
Well, not me. I said as people get older. Anyway, Bob, thanks so much for being with us, and thank you so much for what you do for our community.
It's an honor.
Okay, when we come back, we've got Bob, Brent Turner. Why am I looking at? Brent Turner, who is the Assistant Registrar of Voters, is going to join us. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. Gunfire erupted today at a Catholic school in Minneapolis. No word on possible injuries. It happened at the Annunciation Church Catholic School, a pre-K through grade 8 school. The gunman has been contained, according to city officials. In keeping with its pledge to make Washington, D.C. both safe and beautiful again, the Trump administration is taking over management of the landmark Union Station.
In its latest move exerting power over the nation's capital, the administration is taking away management of Union Station from Amtrak. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said Union Station had fallen into disrepair when it should be a point of pride for the city. President Trump, who has deployed National Guard troops to patrol D.C. streets, has also said he wants to beautify the District of Columbia and will be seeking $2 billion from Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is the ultimate punishment, and President Trump says convicted murderers in D.C. deserve it.
If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty. And that's a very strong preventative.
After close to 2 weeks without a homicide, there was a fatal shooting early yesterday morning in southeast D.C. Attorneys for Salvador National Kilmer Abrego Garcia say he wants to seek asylum in the U.S. The administration claims he's an MS-13 gang member, an allegation that he denies. Now his lawyers are fighting plans to deport him to Uganda. As of today, a major American trading partner, India, subject to whopping 50% U.S. tariffs. President Trump ordered the tariffs partially in response to India's ongoing purchases of Russian oil. On Wall Street, the Dow up 115. Townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
As the Russia-Ukraine war grinds on, Ukrainian drone strikes on oil refineries have some Russian regions running on empty. Correspondent Charles Deledesma explains.
Gas stations have run dry in some regions of Russia after Ukrainian drones struck refineries and other oil infrastructure over recent weeks. Motorists are waiting in long lines and officials resorting to rationing or cutting off sales altogether. Wholesale prices on the St. Petersburg International Exchange for the highest octane spiked to record highs last week, hitting rates about 50% higher than in January, as demand soared from farmers seeking to bring in the harvest and Russians hitting the roads for a last big vacation of the summer. Russian media outlets report fuel shortages in several regions in the Far East and in the Crimean Peninsula. I'm Charles Deledesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com. They are dangerous to the point of being potentially deadly. Hoax calls about an active gunman, at least a dozen colleges have been the target of such calls.
The hoax calls and false alarms have sent students and teachers scrambling for safety in classrooms and under desks amid urgent text messages urging them to run, hide, and fight. Yet officers who swarmed the campuses looking for any threat found none. Security experts say campus officials must now find the right balance in keeping students and teachers on guard, but not panicking in case of any real threats in the future. Keith Peters, Washington.
The prospects for additional consolidation in the rail industry seem to have dimmed. Both of CSX's potential partners now say they're not interested in making a deal. They say it would not make economic sense for them. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 27th of August, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's here. It's National
Peach Day.
Peach Day. I love peaches. Anyway, we have a peach tree.
And whatever.
We have a peach tree that grows peaches.
And I mean,
every
it's
other
like
year.
In whatever day, right? Whatever.
No, like, no, no, it's.
The second one was like, no big deal, whatever it is.
What was it? Ben.
Some kind, he's looking it up. So we
just
put him on.
Just because, Dave.
Just because.
Well, now, just because is more than whatever. Because just because is like when you get flowers or you do like get a thank you note or something in the mail that says just because, it's like, wow, that's a big wow. Okay, so shift. Speaking of shifting 90, let's see, the weather right now is 75 degrees. If you're just tuning in, good morning. It's going to be about 95 today. Overnight lows of 67. Thursday calls for 97. As we look at this forecast, the rain and the thunderstorms are kind of in the past. As we look at this forecast all the way out through Labor Day on Monday, we've got 97, 97, 98, 99, and then on Labor Day, 97. So we've got clear skies, hot days, mostly clear at night. It's just a quick forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793, where they always strive to give seniors and veterans special discounts.
Okay. Hey, with us is Brent Turner, the Assistant Registrar of Voters. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dave. Brent, why? Why?
It just happened. They did a worldwide search, and I was the only one dumb enough to take the.
Okay.
No,
well, we're gonna get to that in a minute, but let's find out who Brent Turner is. We always start out like that. So tell us who you are.
I hail from the Bay Area, born in Redwood City, California. Lived in California my life. I've lived in different places within the state and other areas. I have been interested in Shasta from a perspective of election system security. As for the last 20 some odd years, I've been involved doing election system security from a civil rights activism perspective. And
making sure that all levels of our society gets to vote.
Correct. To make
all
sure
demographics.
It's nonpartisan and fair and just best practices for election system security, which my interest has been specifically regarding the software, the technology that operates the systems that count the votes. So I've been an advocate for what's called open source election system software.
We'll get to that. Okay. So you grew up in California, went to school here, assume, and all that.
Well, minimally.
Minimal.
No, I graduated law school in San Francisco,
Law school from San Francisco?
Yes, sure.
Okay. What was your specialty?
Contracts.
Okay.
Okay, so you had this love for the legal system. And like you were talking about numbers and contracts and, you know, I mean, when we think about what was in Florida when they had the tabs. Was
hanging
that
chads.
That, yeah, wasn't it like 20 years ago when that started?
That was Bush,
2000.
Bush
yeah.
Gore,
yeah.
Yeah.
Chads.
So.
Interesting story there I can share with you later.
Oh, okay. Well,
little inside skinny on that one.
Oh, well, I can't wait to hear that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, and you were a registered Democrat.
Yes.
So, you know, people are going, well, they're just all Republicans or nothing. No, that's not true. And Republicans and Democrats.
Yes.
Should
not
all
nonpartisan.
Be,
we all vote.
Should be yeah, pretty right. much we all want to. I always want to think that when I vote, it's being counted.
Yes. Fairly, right. properly.
Fairly.
Yes,
fairly and properly.
Yes.
And I never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it happened. Because it's one of those things that, and when you grow up, you trust police, firemen come to your house, government's not going to lie to you, and that your vote counts.
Yeah.
And it's being done. You vote, it's counted, it goes on.
Yeah.
And then we
mature and find out that
things
it's
aren't
not
always like that,
that way in the real world.
Right.
Unfortunately, it would be great.
It would be, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't.
So what was it that triggered you to start looking at the veracity of elections?
I think you mentioned it, which was Bush v. Gore.
Okay.
Was my moment where I thought to myself, well, that's interesting that the most powerful country in the world can't get a proper vote count that inspires confidence. So in looking at that, I was attending some conferences, and at that point I, as mentioned, was in the presence of the folks that were looking for the next generation of technology, the open source that I mentioned folks. And so that was my beginning point was around 2000. This was right before the electronic machines were so pervasive and dominant. So it was all brand new with, I forget the number, but I think it was 4.5 billion came in through HAVA, and all the counties in the country had to buy these new election systems that we were warning, were a little too loose for our standards.
I remember, you know, being here in Shasta County that, people would vote, and Shasta County has always had a strong absentee and, you know, mail,
mm-hmm.
you know, buy-in.
Mail-in ballot.
Yeah, mail voting. But that on that evening, by 10 o'clock, you knew who won. And because they used to take the paper ballots and run it through that same type of machine, I guess it would be like the colleges and universities do it, just counted them.
Uh-huh.
It scanned them and counted them.
Yeah, scanning.
And we had them. And we had the results by 10 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you would have a candidate say at 8 o'clock, go, nope, ain't going to happen, you know, because just by the numbers that were counted.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're out to that 30 days, you
yes.
know, or, you know, trying to see how many, you know, what the count is.
Yes.
So has this been because of the machines or what would you say?
I say that you want a precise count,
uh-huh.
first and foremost. You have to do it in a particular time frame because the public seems to lose confidence as time moves on.
Yeah, you wonder about it.
And you wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
If the procedures are correct and the transparency is in place, that alleviates a lot of the public upset, and that's really the goal. So that's what Clint Curtis is doing. He's dealing with the hand he's been dealt, which is the Secretary of State has not yet certified a 2.0 open source election system for California. So we're relegated to the vendors at hand. They, as you know, they threw Dominion out, which was smart, but then they couldn't replace.
Well, why was Dominion bad? For people that, you know, they've been reading about it, but in your opinion, why was Dominion bad?
Well, I won't say they're bad. I will say, because it's in context, they're the systems that we've been using.
Right.
And just because they're too loose, that doesn't mean that the elections are rigged. It means that they're too loose and they might be riggable, and we don't want that because, unfortunately, if
you're not saying they were rigged, but they could be.
Well, they're too loose. Why?
What does that mean, though? Too loose?
Well, from a security perspective, you want to use best practices, right. Best software, best okay. Surrounding procedures, and if you're not doing that, they're loose because you know people are going to be shooting at the systems, and of course, you want them robust. I think we've been using Dominion and Hart and ES&S nationally, but now hopefully we'll progress away from the proprietary systems where the corporations basically have control of the environment, and you don't want that. You want the people to be watchdogging this process. And with the black box involved, you don't really get an accurate look. You cannot get a look at the software that's
because it's owned by Dominion.
Yeah, it's intellectual property.
Whether it's Dominion or or whatever it is, yep. if it's owned by the company, you can't see what's going on.
That's correct.
Okay, and there lies the question.
Yes.
Okay. We're here with Brent Turner, who is Assistant Registrar of Voters. Here, he is a lifelong California resident.
Yes.
Became an activist, kind of, I guess you could say, a civil rights advocate after.
I would say if you work pro bono long enough, I think you get the plaque.
Okay, you get the plaque. And what got him involved was the Gore Bush election with the hanging Chad. And that's a good question. Here we are, most advanced country, you could say, in the world. And we're looking at people, and I always remember that photo. The guy holding up the ballot with his glasses on the end of his nose, and the Chad was hanging down, and he's staring at it. And I thought, wow.
So I met the guy, Bob Varney, who sold his company to Sequoia, right. Who was involved in that election. He felt bad because the card stock was too thick and the push pins were too short. That's what he said. He said it wouldn't have happened if it wouldn't have sold his company to Sequoia, who botched it.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So they changed it to save some money or something.
Something happened.
We got to take a break.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the only hospitals in the North State. Is that the only hospital in North State providing the Watchman, which is a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with atrial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. Yeah. It's about the size of a quarter, made very light and compact materials. You can go in and have it inserted and be out and spend the night and be back out the next day, and it takes you off of blood thinners. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman. Go to ShastaRegional.com, look up the Watchman, and I have recommended to a couple people that I know are in blood thinners, but they're outdoors guys, and because they're having that problem with atrial fibrillation, and to ask their doctor about it because this could get them off the blood thinners. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Brent Turner.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It is. That's so cool, Ben. Your Ben is definitely.
Hey, you can thank David for that one. He texted me that.
Millions of peaches because it's the day of the peach.
There you go.
Yep.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy and Seth Stout. And they've got a lineup of professional instructors that are the best in the state. If you're looking to get your initial CCW or to renew your CCW or to take it to advanced training, then you need to look at Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to usgunpro.com. Give them a call at 530-999-1822. And set up your classes. They're running classes all the time, every week, somewhere in our area here. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. And we're here with Brent Turner, who is Assistant Registrar of Voters. And he's very interesting to talk to and a very amiable guy for all you people out there that put horns on him. But we have questions. And one of the things that we talked about during the break is you want to get away from proprietary software, which is owned by the companies, and you want to go to open source. Now, open source gives the idea like, well, if it's open source, anybody can get into it.
It gives the bad guys a head start.
There's two different kinds, like open source intel or information that the military uses because it's out there. I mean, if it's out, it's like going to ChatGPT and asking something. It's open source. The open source you're talking about is totally different.
Correct. It is just a general public license software that is not beholden to the corporations. It can't be kept secret by the corporations. So this is a very good idea when it comes to elections.
Well, who else uses open source?
Air Force uses it. NASA uses it. The Department of Defense, large majority of all supercomputers. Something that the government is very aware of, but it's something that certainly the tech bros, Silicon Valley, they are not appreciative because they're selling software to the government and they want those vendor games to continue. It's not our our goal to disrupt that, that's another question. What we're just talking about is the small little place of elections.
Okay. So using open source software.
Yes.
Gives you the ability to control what's coming into the machines.
For the public. Well, that's more what Clint Curtis is doing with the surrounding procedures. This is when they're scanned through the tabulator,
right,
that the count that is spit out by the tabulator is a clean count, and it hasn't been made buggy somehow. It's just a better environment, easier to protect. That's why these folks that I mentioned utilize it.
It's not a Microsoft thing.
It is not.
Yeah.
No, it's the opposite. So, New Hampshire and Mississippi, interestingly, they've already moved forward with these 2.0 systems that are about 50% of the cost, which allows funding for education and voter outreach.
Sure.
And they've already done it. But in California, you know, with our political situations, Silicon is not favorable, and that's held it up.
Okay. Are we going to be using open source in November?
No.
Okay.
The Secretary of State has to certify it. She's withheld certification.
Well, they're not real crazy about us up here in Shasta County and the things we're doing.
I'm not so sure. Now, I've spoken with her office, and I believe in amnesty. I came into town with that movie in my mind, Bad Day at Black Rock. With Spencer Tracy, I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
And so my thought was, everybody deserves conversation, and let's go on an education campaign.
Right.
I know there's been so much hostility between all the parties and all that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not good activism, by the way, yelling at somebody.
No.
Or telling them, you know, whatever.
Yes.
Or whatever. That's
agreed.
Very...
demeaning.
Small thinking.
Yes.
And so we need to evolve on that one as a people, I think, worldwide. But certainly here in Shasta it's a meaningful environment that has statewide ramifications and I think national.
Okay. President Trump just said something. He wants to do away with mail-in ballots. Now, people took that to mean all mail-in ballots, but that's not what he was talking about. I mean, if you go and read deeper into it, he was talking about this wholesale sending out of ballots to addresses, no matter, you know, whether people were living there or not. And I think one guy was writing about it, you know, I live in a, you know, collegiate area and I got 5 ballots mailed to me. Yeah. And, of course, they've got to match the signature and blah, 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 and all that. So you could still do your absentee ballot, which is different. That's for people that would like to mail, you know, for medical reasons or military or this. That would still be out there. But this is what Trump was talking about, just doing away with that and letting people come down and vote. Are we going to see that?
It's a very twisty issue, this one. Now, obviously, and I'm a Democrat, okay? It's not a partisan issue. Obviously, giving your ballot to anyone rather than delivering it to the place it's supposed to be.
Yeah, ballot harvesting.
Anytime you're just, as far as chain of custody goes.
Oh, yeah.
If you're giving your ballot to somebody, now, postal people, probably the grand majority, are doing the right thing and they're not sinister. But you want the systems as tight as possible. So now, even though I don't enjoy agreeing with Trump on this one, I have to say there is a point to be made that securing things is a good idea. Now, not to the point where you disenfranchise or disincentivize somebody to vote where that's the way they want to vote and now you're disallowing it. But I understand a little cleanup might be appropriate, a little tightening, and that will make me unpopular with everybody. So because I'm walking that line, a dear friend of mine passed away, who was married to another dear friend of mine, the former director of the CIA, Jim Woolsey, who is involved in a documentary on this issue with me. She told me, Brent, she said, if everybody hates you, you're doing a great job. So I've always, when people yesterday in the government center there, I said to a woman, good morning. And she said, take your elevator and go to hell. I said, oh, good morning to you.
Oh, wow.
Good morning.
Every time you say something, where'd my pen go? Because, nope, that's not it. I don't know what I did with it.
But anyway,
every time you say something, I'm going to write down a question from it. And I've lost my pen. And Linda just found my pen. Okay. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a great place, Brent. I just want to tell you about it.
Good. You can tell I won't need it much, but I'll check in.
Well, they do have a finder's fee.
Okay.
You know,
thank you.
They'll find here. It's been established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. I found them when I moved here to Reading in 07 and have never gone to another barbershop. I just, you know, love these guys. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. Never had a bad haircut there. Pleasant people to deal with. The barbers, Tim and Logan, are just good guys. And you can make an appointment so that you don't have to wait in line. And they are busy young men, so you make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478. And you can make an appointment to go in there and get your hair cut. Now, if you just walk in there, there are openings at times, so you can do that. I go there, get my hair cut, sometimes hang around, read Car and Track. They've got the Saturday Evening Post. When's the last time you read a Saturday Evening Post? And it's a new one, too. Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, yay, Monday is our start of the week. Tuesday is meh, Tuesday. Wednesday is hump day.
You know, Thursday. Magic can happen in meh.
Meh.
So,
well,
when you say that, I was like, no, don't negate Tuesday. Tuesday is every day of the week that you're breathing and you're above ground is a good day. So there. Finalized.
Finalized. Okay. Hey, we're here with Brent Turner, who is the Assistant Registrar of Voters. First time we met. And Brent reached out to me and said, hey, you'd like to be on the show.
That's
and
so
I
cool.
said, that's great. And because a lot of times officials don't like to come on the show. And
I wonder why not.
I don't know, but you know what? Really, I have never been turned – the only person that's ever turned me down on a continuous basis was Kim Niemer, who used to do the parks. She was Parks and Rec. Everybody else has come through here and because we try to be as fair as we can.
Who no longer is in office.
Yeah. No, no. She's gone now.
Retired.
But unlike other people and who have a bone or a dog in the fight, and so with that in mind, Nick, you got a question?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, Carl, when you're going to have Mike Littell on. But my question for
He was supposed to be on yesterday. So
I know he tuned in, and I was disappointed.
I was disappointed, too, buddy.
My question for Brent, the assistant ROV, is, my opinion is that the machines are just to count the votes. So why do we have, what makes us have to update the software every year?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, the current vendors, they insist on updates, and this is a Secretary of State issue, and we abide by that. Of course, in Shasta County, we do everything by the book. This office has not been dissimilar to other offices, and
Sorry about that. I was looking up like, okay, go ahead.
So that's the answer to the question.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, because we have to update it every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's part of the problem. We really, it's another security issue. We don't really know what's happening with those updates like we should and on and on.
Okay, the, Clint Curtis, he went a few weeks ago and requested $2.6 million. After the Board of Supervisors picked themselves up, and that was to rent or to lease or take over Joanna's Fabric so he'd have more room. And then came in last week or the week before for, with a $126,000 request. What is that for?
Well, we're moving toward a plan that involves, necessitates a larger space. And all the procedures that go into that larger space, which are going to be different than the pre-existing procedures. Clint has very strong concepts regarding transparency and ballot management. So I won't get into anything that would hurt the cause of procuring those funds, but I will say that it would be smart, since the county has this talent here, that is a nationally recognized talent that's come to Shasta for this purpose, if he was provided the opportunity to carry out what I think they hired him for. And so to take the money, keep the money at bay is problematic. Of course, I understand the way it ended up, it almost looked like that money had to come from some other public safety situation and it didn't look good. I think with all the theater going on and all the politics, really what's going to happen is eventually for the good, because this is a public safety issue. Obviously elections are, I think somewhere right near the top. I think that the money will come forward. I think that the supervisors will continue to gather information and eventually make that decision that allows him to some extent to carry out his plan so that, you know, he's not constrained by a lack of money.
One of the things that I've been reading is, cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, numerous cameras.
Yeah.
In the process, when the ballots are coming through, I mean, there are people handling these ballots. Is that correct?
Well, at some point, there's a human element.
There's a human in there.
Yeah.
And where would the cameras be where the humans are? How would that
work? The cameras would be so that there's no identity, you know, breach or anything like that. They're just looking at the ballots.
Okay.
And so it just creates another point of transparency that the public enjoys so that they can watch every step of the way and be assured that there's no monkey business. Now, that's not to insinuate that there has been monkey business or that there is monkey business, but you want these systems as secure as possible because not only is it good for this county, it sets precedent for others.
Oh no, I'm all for that. Yeah. You know, and like I said, like most people, you always assumed this, you know, when you put your vote in, it was being counted, or it was being tabulated, counted, and, you know, right. It worked.
When you vote for Smith, it doesn't come up Jones.
Yeah. That's pretty much
good,
what it is. Yeah. And then over the years now, there's doubt with obviously in a lot of, it's not just Shasta County either.
No,
I mean, it's all over the United States.
It's all over the, and it's in both parties.
In both parties.
The most bizarre thing is when the Democrats started rallying, for the voting machines. As if they know. So, you know, there's this disconnect, between the politics and the reality where, you know, again, it's a nonpartisan issue. The Democrats are not blameless either. And then, of course, Trump came in and really just pulled the Band-Aid off everything and said,
he just really
everything is all screwed up. And if I don't win, that means it was bad. And, you know, that's gamesmanship. But there's a certain element of truth in there. And what he was saying is that, you know, we need to upgrade the security.
And we may have been talking about this during the break that we're not talking having to change a million votes in a state. We're talking about maybe changing 150 votes a state that could, when they're close like that, you know, 50.8 to 49.2. It's not a lot of votes, and it could be, 15, 20 votes, and as you said, 3 votes in some cases.
Yeah. Well, and look at the issue, how it's playing out nationally. There's nobody except for your radio show right now talking about upgrading the software and the election systems and making sure that the tabulators are appropriately secure. Everybody's talking about gerrymandering and the Texas versus California debate. And so.
Makes me want to put my head down on the table.
The first word my father ever taught me to read was 4 syllables. Misdirection.
Yeah. Let me ask this one.
I want to meet your dad.
He's passed away.
I know, but I what?
I'm an orphan.
Yeah, but I mean, misdirection that he would feed your brain. I mean, I don't know if that's
Well,
a joke.
It was the first word that I happened to learn, and I found it to be a time release capsule.
Yeah, and also that you've got into law, so you understand misdirection and how you get the public misdirected for the real core of what's going on here.
Yes.
Let's talk voter rolls for a second. Something that it seems to be a nationwide problem. We're not scrubbing the voter rolls on a regular basis, and that when they do, you're trying to disenfranchise people. However, I mean, when you haven't had somebody that's voted for 5 years, and especially when you get around a college town, I mean, they, you know, they're there, they vote, and then they move on with their lives. But how do you, when's the last time we scrubbed Shasta County's voter rolls?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question. Clint would know. That's why we should have him on.
No, I'd love to have Clint on.
Oh, I'm sure he'll
Been on before. I'm sure. By the way.
Yeah, I was aware. The national problem is the same as the local problem. Again, it's a tightening. It's a vendor issue. You've got some vendors involved, and then you've got the state involved with CalVote and different things on registration. So the whole thing could use an overhaul, but that's not to say that it's not functional to some degree, but you know, it's problematic because we have the technology to really tighten things up, and we have the brain power. We just need to focus and have these more communal conversations rather than adversarial.
Okay. So, Richard, good morning.
Quick question.
Yes. Who hired you? How'd you come to be here instead of like L.A. County, for example, where you really fit in better?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you. He said, how'd you end up
here? Who hired you?
Oh, who hired you? Okay. Thanks, Richard.
Well, the county. Thank you.
Yeah. So it was the county that hired.
Did he say, oh, I would fit it better in L.A.?
I think I heard that. It was kind of broken up there.
Yeah.
So you're saying
I've been in L.A. I didn't fit in there either.
So you're saying the voter rolls, you don't know the last time they were scrubbed. But are we expecting?
Well, I don't know if they've ever been scrubbed,
no,
but I know
I
what you
think,
mean.
I know I asked this question before to the, back when Kathy Garland Allen was here, and I can't remember the answer, but it didn't give me a lot of, you know, warm fuzzy. So that's one of the things is, do we scrub that voter roll on a regular basis? I guess that's it. Is there an SOP for scrubbing the voter rolls like every year?
It's a continual process that needs to be intensified. And by my saying that, I don't want to say that there's any local responsibility here. This is a statewide situation, national situation, where everybody's doing it the same. The voter databases and the election management systems, they also have vendor involvement that could be upgraded. Not to say the vendor needs to be in the back seat always, but the government really needs to train up on a lot of these pieces, and the public needs to become involved. If you relegate it to the private sector, you'll get what you have now.
Okay. So how often do you think the voter rolls should be updated, and you're going to answer that
every day.
No, don't answer it yet. You kind of did. Okay. We have to take a break. We're here with Brent Turner, who is Assistant Registrar of Voters. We talked about a lot of number of things, and right now we're on voter rolls because that one to me seems awfully important, that the whole nation scrubs some voter rolls here. And we'll be right back.
Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this Battle of the Hay on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
Here comes Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a statue.
Good morning and welcome back to this last segment on this beautiful Wednesday.
Hump day.
On the 27th, our daughter's birthday, 8:50 in the morning. Welcome back to KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio, always. And if you've heard, if you're like driving and you had to get out of the car, doggone, I missed that show, you can go back to KCNR1460.com and listen to this show and the archives.
Okay, now, I'm going to read this from a listener. You're coming in. Well, what happened now?
That's on your cell phone.
Yeah. You're coming in loud and clear from Prince Christian Sound in Greenland.
Great.
There
Hello,
you go.
Greenland.
In Greenland.
Okay,
so. Because we broadcast or we stream all of our shows. Yeah. So he's in Greenland listening to us.
There was a question. Ben, do you care to?
He had just asked if you were going to be with Clint Curtis at the fundraiser, if you're going to be a guest. But it looks like you are not going to be a guest. Or you don't know.
No, yeah. I would not think so because I don't involve myself with any of the political.
Okay. Let's, you know, we're talking about transparency. We're talking about citizen oversight. Cameras out there, the new software, open source software.
Scrub the voter rolls every day.
That was it. How often should it, and that was my question, how often should the voter rolls be scrubbed?
I think they should be monitored on a daily and make sure that everything's in order after the initial tightening.
And I have heard stories where, you know, because you have to have out the voter rolls and who's voted in a display someplace. And in Southern California, in a few of those stations, they've got the names on the wall who have not voted. And people would come in toward the end of the voting process, look up on the wall, oh, my gosh, guess what? They would vote. Here in Shasta County, because you have to have them, you have to have it there, they're in a book that you have to, you know, ask for, or it's sitting out there that you have to go through. But going back to the transparency and oversight, I believe you all are also asking for more people to work in the elections.
Absolutely. Public involvement is a critical part of this. And by bringing both sides of the aisle together to volunteer or work as a part-time for the elections department is part of the whole process, along with the cameras and along with everything else we've discussed. You need to do all of it.
So the more people that are out there, that are watching this going on, election workers at the polls, we need people there, of course, all the time. But then when it's being counted, people there watching the system to make sure everything is right.
Yes. We were left with a bit of a vacuum there when we inherited the office and started trying to figure out what was there and where we were going exactly. And now, at this point, I think the public will see that the plan that's been developed is strong with the use of cameras, with the use of observers being brought closer to the process, not to an inappropriate degree. Obviously, they can't,
be looking over your shoulder.
Well, no, they can be looking, but not to the discomfort of the counter who has a job to do, and everybody has to be appropriately behaved.
Are the counters members of your office, or can they be volunteers too?
Well, they have to go. They cannot be touching ballots unless they go through that process of hiring.
Okay.
But everything will be on camera.
That makes sense.
Everything will be on camera. Everything will be easy to observe. The public will be brought into the process, and I think that'll dissipate a lot of the contentiousness.
Okay. So when the ballot comes to your counter there, I mean, it's already gone through some kind of counting machine. Is that correct?
Sorting
machine. So it'll sort them into these, and then there's a person, an individual, that's going to be looking at each ballot and marking it down, or what happens then?
Okay, so they're stored in a secure circumstance,
right,
with a chain of custody so that every moment of the chain is sworn in and sworn out with a record.
Mm-hmm.
This is the updated plan, so I can't really speak, as to the granular specifics. The evolving plan is that there's strict attention to the chain of custody with locking bags and logins, and everything is done.
Mm-hmm.
There's no movement that isn't available to the public because of the camera coverage of it, and they're being brought in to view every step of the way. So at a certain point, the ballots make their way to the tabulating process on the election day, and at that point, the public will be available to watch them being fed into the machines and the counts. We're doing things in batches of 50 for security purposes, which is interesting, and something I've always prescribed to is small batches. Because once you have the massive central tabulation process, you're really at odds with best security practices.
Yeah, so 50 as opposed to 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And all the time the cameras are there, people can see it, and then it goes into the tabulation.
Yes.
And then what?
And then they're secured again. And under Clint's process, ideally, if we can afford it, the public will also enjoy an added feature, which will be they'll be able to see the ballots previous to them being put into the machine with the cameras. And then
not names or anything like this.
No.
Just the ballots themselves. No, because that was a big thing.
No, that's
too.
Right. And that is, again, part of, I think, the education campaign that should occur, is that so people are not having, false fears of, obviously Clint is smart on these things.
Well, we'll get Clint in here as we get closer. Now, are we ready for the November election?
Yes. Yeah, good crew down there. The morale, I think, has been brought up. I think the media has been brought into the light to a certain extent. Of course, that's always fragile and can go any direction at any time.
Depends on which media.
Well, again, back to my thought of giving amnesty for the moment, and then having zero tolerance moving forward, because we do have a duty to self-educate on these issues. If we want to stay in the dark and just yell at everybody, that's one way to do it, but it's a road to nowhere.
I like that. So amnesty for this election.
Amnesty to the people that have been so upset.
I understand what you're saying is give it a chance.
Yeah.
And see how it's going to run. And then if there's problems with it, then be ruthless.
Yeah, what we're going to have is a properly conducted election. And I think that'll inspire voter confidence. Now, the one in June next year will be more intense. But this one is accomplishable. Again, there is a bit of a lack of institutional knowledge within the office from, like I said, what we inherited there. Mm-hmm. The crew that is there is strong and quite capable of conducting an election, and so is Clint Curtis.
And you're following, and the other thing people can't forget is you've got to follow the state guidelines or the state law.
Absolutely. The Secretary of State is highly involved. Mm-hmm. All eyes are on Shasta, not only from a state, but nationally.
Okay. Last thoughts. Okay. You got 30 seconds.
Well, I appreciate you having me on,
and
I wanted
to
stop by. I just was thinking, while I'm working in the morning, I might as well be doing a radio show with you rather than sitting down at the government center.
You know, I'd like to have you back on, Brent, not necessarily talking about this, but your NFL alumni health and talking about how you work with the former pro football players and their injuries, and also your documentary here. Can I get a hold of that, The Real Activist?
You can. That's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And it's with the former director of the CIA, Jim Woolsey, and myself talking about this issue of telling Microsoft, stand down on this issue of election system security because it's a national security issue.
Okay. Brent, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Being
Very
with
interesting.
Us.
Thank
yeah,
you both.
It sure was. Okay, everybody, it's going to be a nice day, but it's still going to be warm, so take care out there and God